Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon. This is Gail Sylvia, and you are listening to Sylvia Global Radio here at sylviaglobal.com. It's extremely exciting for us to know that there is gender equality, even in the world of media, when we're often bombarded with images and stories that don't always convey that. We're also pleased that we have leadership around the world that recognizes the power of women's voices in the media, and that this week in particular, UNESCO is hosting the, I believe it's the third annual, Murta, isn't it?
Yes.
World Radio Day. So joining us today is Murta Lorenko. She is based in Paris, France, and she is the Chief of Media Development for UNESCO's World Radio Day. Thank you so much for being here today, Murta. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you, and thank you, and hello to all the listeners of Sylvia Global Media.
Thank you. Talk to us about your role and what's happening this year in World Radio Day.
Well, my role is, in this particular case, is to have the world celebrate radio. Radio is still the media that reaches the largest segment of the population. It's like 95% of the world is covered by radio, and anyone can profit of radio. It reaches remote communities, vulnerable people, illiterate people, in situations of emergency, in catastrophes, it's always radio. This year we are celebrating World Radio Day, trying to focus on gender equality in radio. You know, though radio is the medium that reaches still the largest audience worldwide, unfortunately, it still leaves much to be desired in terms of gender parity. There are fewer women in senior executive positions in radio. Women reporters and hosts usually get less airtime than men do. And only one in five experts interviewed by the media in general are women. In the case of radios, they usually prefer to call in a man as an expert than a woman, and women are mostly heard as testimonies or not so much as an opinion or as an expert in on an issue.
Is this an opportunity then to not only increase the presence of women in the discussion, but to also increase the awareness of what needs to be done associated with women? How exactly is World Radio Day addressing this problem?
We are trying to raise awareness first. For example, if we go and analyze the quantity of stories that are made by female radio reporters, we found that, for example, in Africa, only 38% of radio stories are reported by women. But you know what? In Europe, they are not much better. They are only two digits. It's 40% of the radio stories are reported by women. And when we look at North America, it's only 29% of the radio stories reported by women. So first we have to raise the awareness and to see where the problems are. It's also important to talk about the radio stereotypes when women are portrayed in an unfair way, or when there is, as I mentioned before, a complete absence of women voices. So we mean to focus on gender parity in editorial content, and as I mentioned before, also in the radio organizations themselves. Very few women, for example, occupy positions in the boards of management or the top-level executive management position of a radio station.
Are you seeing an increase of participation of women in digital radio in any capacity, or not just yet?
Yes, there is, but we have to foster a bit more of capacity building. For example, there are very few women sound engineers or dealing with sound edits. And sometimes in some countries, for example, in Latin America or in Africa, the reporter has to do everything, including the sound editing. So sometimes, you know, this type of distribution, let's say, of gender in occupations affects developed countries as well.
Where are there examples of women having a successful, stronger presence in radio?
Well, if you and your listeners visit our website, unesco.org, in the dedicated pages to World Radio Day, you will find that we have some audios from women's radio in Africa. We have from Kenya, we have from Namibia, from South Africa, from Tanzania, from Zambia. Those are radios managed by women, sometimes local radios with not many resources, but women are the managers, are the persons running the radios, and they have their word to say on this World Radio Day.
Let me give you an opportunity to meet some of Sylvia Global's hosts. And these are women who have they're extremely talented and skilled in their area of expertise, and they bring that knowledge to the global community through their broadcast on Sylvia Global Media Network. So, Alanike, why don't we start with you, and if you'll introduce share with our audience and our guests, you know, who you are, where you are, and the topic that your show addresses.
Thank you, Gail. And it's nice meeting Meta. I am Olani Oluboji, a Nigerian resident in Nigeria. I am a passionate grassroots women's empowerment advocate and an environmental activist. I am the founder and program coordinator of the Women's Initiative for Sustainable Environment. It's a grassroots organization with a mission of advancing constructive environmental ideals by empowering people, especially grassroots women and girls, to become environmental stewards and agents of sustainable development. WISE was founded in 2009, and I am the host of WE, Women and Environment. It's a novel show on Sylvia Global Media Network, highlighting insightful dialogues about women's rights, roles, and responsibilities in environmental restoration and governance, with an array of local, national, and international guests. We is particularly geared towards inspiring and building a movement of committed advocates for women's representation, active participation, and leadership in environmental restoration and governance, because I believe women's voices have been left out of the issues that concern the environment, yet women are the worst affected by environmental challenges. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Nice hearing you. Sometimes, yeah.
Go ahead, Marta.
You know, another issue we looked into is the safety of journalists. And sometimes reporters covering environmental issues, it doesn't look like, but it's really a challenging subject. And they may be subject to intimidation, to harassment, to illegal arrests sometimes, or abductions, because they are investigating into issues that perhaps disturb some municipal governments, some landowners, or could be gangs or armed groups, non-state armed groups. So it's quite a risky subject to cover. And on this World Radio Day, in which we focus on women's empowerment in radio, we are also trying to call the attention of the world to the situation of women radio journalists, to the safety of women radio journalists. And with this, we mean the number of radio journalists, women radio journalists killed while they are on assignment. And in 2013, the number was highest as compared to those of print and television. Perhaps the risk is the same for a man or a woman when they go to a difficult area, when they go to a disaster zone, but the way the risk plays itself will unfold differently for a woman than for a man. And so safety of women radio journalists is also an issue that we would like to float, let's say, to put on the table.
Do you have advice for women journalists in particular as it relates to safety and risk?
Well, for women and for the radio stations, that there should be some training or some resources for security of women working in the media. This includes online security of women, and so that they can deal with telephone tapping, with hacking, with digital surveillance, and also that when on assignment, sometimes some issues like the bulletproof jacket she's being offered is male proof jacket, and it will not fit her, and it will expose exactly her chest, which is the part that is supposed to cover. So we think that that also the employers they have to on the one hand not have a discrimination when it deals to assignment, that is, women should be able to get the same type of assignments that men get, but women should be able to go on duty with a valid contract and with some basic logistics covered. But also, let me highlight as well that the safety of women in radio is not just an issue in the conflict and in the disaster situations, but also in times of peace. More than or a large percentage of female workers face intimidation, threats, or abuse during the course of their work, and sometimes this includes their co-workers or government officials or the police. So sexual harassment is also an issue for some women radio journalists, and this could include even comments on the way she dresses, her appearance, or suggestive remarks, or noises, sounds, let's say. So this could be a problem that usually, by the way, women do not report to an employer because they are afraid of losing their job.
Because they're afraid. I think it seems appropriate to have Eunice Owino be the next host and listener here comment. She also has a question for you regarding opportunities for the UN or UNESCO to collaborate with up-and-coming women citizen journalists. Eunice, are you there?
Yes, Gael, I'm here.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. Go ahead, please, and share with our guests, our listener, your topic and your question.
Thank you so much, Marcia, for coming up on Sylvia Global so that you shed more light to us about the UN Radio Day. My name Eunice Owino.
Yes.
My name is Eunice Owino from Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the co-founder of Society Against Negative Exclusion, SANE Kenya.
Yes.
This organization endeavors to promote inclusion of all in the areas of governance, economic participation, and other forms of human relations among people of different social, religious, political, and gender through advocacy, human rights sensitization and performance of activities that unveil the beauty of our diversity. Marcha, I have a show with Silvia Global. My show is called Unruly Women. Unruly women are women who have beaten contemporary or traditional odds to soar in various fields. These are women who have fought the norms of who and how women should be like in society. They have said no to being put down. They have said no to unjust traditions. They have said no to gender stereotypes. They stand to the test of time by being nonconformist. They have depicted the struggles of women in the rise to leadership and women empowerment. Unruly women are in all sectors, in environment, in journalism, in sports, in education, in art, in public service, in politics, in business and microfinance, in peace building among ETC. Unruly Women Show galvanized a mass movement to stop women violence and injustices on women through the voices of the invited guests. So here, Marta, I invite women who have soared in various areas, and not only women, even men who are championing the cause for women. Mm-hmm. And that's why when I saw this opportunity of learning more about the UN Radio Day, and I've posted a question that Gael has posted to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there ways that that UNESCO is collaborating with women, especially those as citizen journalists and radio networks that are promoting women?
Yes, we have an extensive program on citizen journalism, which is linked. We linked it to freedom of expression, and it's true that some of the challenges of citizen journalists are both physical and digital safety, and it has to. This has to be linked to the international standards and to legal, let's say, protection mechanisms. Electronic communication can be easily intercepted and surveyed, and so the citizen journalists are in a way very vulnerable. The location of the mobile phone users, for example, the collection of this data linked to mobile phone usage can be problematic because this data can be used to build a profile of the woman journalist, citizen journalist, without her knowing that this profile is being built. Yes, I invite you to connect to and to browse in UNESCO.org with the keyword citizen journalism, and there you will find all the projects that we are currently supporting in this area.
Thank you. Let's bring Precious. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you introduce yourself next, and after Precious, Julie LeWitt will go with you, followed by Rhonda Smith.
Okay. I am Precious Meshinke. I am a daughter, a wife, a mother, a freelance writer, and a woman that passionately uses her voice to inspire change. I am from Cameroon in Central Africa, but I recently moved with my family to the United States. I host an online broadcast titled Precious Inspires on Sylvia Global Media Network. My show tackles the challenges that women deal with every day and offers practical solutions that these women can apply into their lives and see results. It shows women how they can turn what seems like stumbling blocks in their lives into stepping stones. Conversations in previous episodes have included the effects of domestic violence or intimate partner violence on a woman, domestic violence in the face of children, and what the law says about abuse and the home. Further episodes will tackle other topics such as maternal health, financial empowerment, and child brides. In all, Precious inspires women to be the best they can possibly be. Every minute on an episode is transforming and will continue to transform, and it's a way of contributing to the global women's empowerment movement. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Precious. Murda, did you have a comment?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, this is it's very important what you are saying. Actually, since it's World Radio Day, coming back to this celebration, it's important that radios designate a proportion of their time or a proportion of space to give prominence to stories, for example, related to gender-based violence. Also that when these types of violences are being presented, that they are not presented as the personal tragedy of this particular woman, but that they are presented as a societal problem. So that there will be background information, there will be statistics that will be used when this type of violence is being covered. And for the listeners of radio, it's important when they are listening to a story or to a coverage to reflect by themselves. Is this story invading privacy? Is this denigrating the dignity? And does it refer mostly to a man? Is a man being denigrated or is it a woman being denigrated? And it's usually a woman. No, and in this way we can be able, all of us, to become also informed citizens and able to detect when the information is biased or presented in a gender unbalanced way. For example, we can wonder, okay, I'm listening to the radio. Are these women being interviewed as a source of opinion? Or are they being interviewed as an emotional witness? Am I basically hearing women when I hear the news? And when I hear the news on prime time, do I hear women? Do I hear women when my radio, my favorite radio, is covering politics, when they are covering economics, when they are covering business, even when they are covering sports? Do I listen to women giving opinion or to science when they're covering science and technology? So we have to get the balance right, you know? And I think we all can make a push in this direction.
And that's what World Radio Day is doing, is making a push in that direction by creating an awareness and an acknowledgement.
Yes.
The power of radio. Julie LeWitt, are you here with us?
I am, very much.
Hi,
so.
Hi, Julie. Thank you
Good
so
morning.
Much for joining us. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you. First, Murda, I would like to congratulate you on the very important work that you're doing. It is very timely and very, very important. I am the founder of Operation Reinvent, which is exclusively focuses on women veterans transitioning from the military into civilian lives. With a very special twist, what we do is we prepare them for the kind of jobs that they have actually earned while they were in the military, and translate mm-hmm. all their skills and accomplishments in the military into civilian workforce. We would like to get them, we build them, we give them the confidence, we empower them, and we're also fighting gender inequality every step of the way. Most people do not mm-hmm. know that women veterans their unemployment rate is 66% higher among women veterans who sacrifice as much as the male counterparts than the men. So homelessness is much higher. So what we want to do is to empower and gender female equality and to give them the fighting chance to get to the same level in the business world as their male veteran counterparts, which means we would like them to end up, and we prepare them very thoroughly through a series of programs to achieve at least to enter in middle, just below middle management, and to and to grow from there. So that is what our focus is. And Operation Reinvent, I am very new to the show, and what we are going to be featuring is is everything that relates to military women coming out from military women becoming civilians and how they are readjusting their lives and what are the challenges that they are facing on every level, whether she is a enlisted person or an officer, which is a big difference between the two. So, and just as an aside, Mirta, I do come from the media world, albeit from the magazine world, and talking about women's equality, I was on a team that launched Ms. Magazine with Gloria Steinem some 41 years ago.
Yes, I don't work with women in the military, but women in the military, women have traditionally helped in the military and played many, many different roles. Sometimes, not always in the front line, let's say when it was a conflict and was years ago, sometimes serving as nurses, as secretaries, let's say not in the crossfire, though the situation has most certainly changed in the present times. You find more women in the crossfires. But even those that served in a secondary role, let's say, or in a support position, once war is over or once conflict is over, they have usually to face also the situation of being lone heads of families. When a country has been in war for many years, like it has happened in El Salvador or in Guatemala or in other countries of the world that we're talking about, Afghanistan, when the war finally ends or there is a ceasefire, the situation is that women are alone. They have to maintain their families. They have kids, and usually they don't have the skills or the training to have a, let's say, what we call a proper job. So usually they are, if they are not jobless, they are employed in black market or they are sub-employed.
Exactly. And that's what we are trying to do. It's a little bit different here because women are on the front line for the last year, and they have been actually before. So they have combat duty. And so, you know, what we are trying to do is to make sure they're extremely educated, they're extremely capable, they're extremely disciplined, they are the ideal candidates for a corporate job, and they're not getting them because it goes to their male counterparts first. So we are totally focused on making sure that women get a right break and that they are treated as a gender equality because they have put in their time on the front, in the trenches, along their male comrades, and they are not getting the same treatment once they're coming out. And just to give you an idea, until very recently, the Veterans Administration hospitals did not have tampons for their women soldiers.
Julie, thank you so much. We have a few more moments left. Asanet, hi. Go ahead and share your information with our guests and our listeners this morning.
I'm now hosting a show called Living 252, and it's inspired by Luke 252, which says that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature in favor with God and in favor with man. And it's all about how we can intentionally continue to grow and develop in all of those areas, be it, you know, physically, spiritually, socially, in terms of our interactions with other people and all kinds of issues, or just in wisdom. And through that, as we continue to grow, experience a more full life and well-balanced life.
I think it's the balance of being, you know, being a woman and wearing so many different hats and serving in so many different roles that having your discussion on Sylvia Global does address a spiritual side. And we're finding that we're getting a lot more requests for new hosts addressing the spiritual balance for women in their lives. So we're glad that you've joined us. Thank you so much for being here.
I actually could say that when we are fostering gender equality in radio, and in that part that refers not to the stereotypes in editorial content, but within the radio station, we advocate for the removal of obstacles to equal opportunities. And a way of removing these obstacles is, for example, granting women flexible working hours or any other company measures that will favor women, nurseries if possible at work, or a kind of arrangement that will allow women to harmonize their family lives with their professional life, and men too, because, you know, men also need to enjoy these facilities to have a more positive and present kind of fatherhood.
Yes, yes. We have, about a minute and a half left. Pelagia?
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll close out our discussion this morning with you. Go ahead and you have an opportunity to share about your show and any questions that you have for our guests this morning.
Thank you so much. My show is called The Story, which will be on Sylvia Global Media Network. This show came about from the way women have no voice in their communities, especially in Zimbabwe, Africa, and I'm sure around the whole world. It is very important to start conversations around controversial and stereotypical issues which continue to perpetuate physical, emotional, and verbal abuse of women. And because I felt there were just too many rules about how women should live or should not live, I felt it was important to start a show called The Story, where women are telling their stories, how they have come across many challenges and how they have rose against those challenges, so that other women who heard them could have a chance to also learn from their experiences. So Her Story basically is about all the stories of women out there. It doesn't matter who you are. Even a vegetable vendor, we want to hear her story. So her story on Sylvia Media Global Network will be about getting the women's voices out there, talking about controversial, stereotypical issues, and making sure that women, their true voice is heard and they are empowered.
Pelagia, you're based in Zimbabwe, correct?
Yes, I'm in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to see if we have Rhonda connected with us, because she's also addressing an area, Murta, that I'd like for you and our audience to be aware of. Rhonda?
Yes. Hi. Can
Yay.
You hear me?
Yay. Hi. We can hear you. I'll close with you.
Thank you so much. My call got dropped. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties on my end.
No problem. You're here now. Go ahead and share about your upcoming show, and we'll wrap up with you after your comment.
Great. Well, my name is Rhonda Smith. I'm an entrepreneur and a women's health and wellness advocate, and the name of my show is Recover, Restore, and Re-energize Your Life. It's really all about having a forum available for women to educate, enlighten, and empower them to really be more proactive about their health and wellness. And so, for me, my whole inspiration and motivation was born out of my breast cancer experience. And so if it's a woman who's recovering from breast cancer or dealing with that particular issue or any other health issue, it's really all about how they can overcome the challenges that they're dealing with and really be equipped with all the things they need to become more healthy and live a more vibrant life, whether it's during the time they're going through treatment or after. So it's really about helping women who are enduring the everyday challenges of life or women who are living out their passion and purpose in the world, and to encourage them to be more mindful about how they live, work, and play every day, and to make sure that they do schedule the time to nurture and love themselves each and every day and putting their health and wellness first. Because I believe that we as women need to be able to recover, restore, and re-energize ourselves each and every day and help us be a better, bolder, brighter transmitter of light, love, and energy to the world as a result of doing that.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. Murta, did you have any closing comments associated with Rhonda's comments and, again, the this year's 2014 World Radio Day?
Not specifically in the areas their shows cover, because we don't work in those areas, but I am very grateful for your interest in UNESCO and in the World Radio Day. Well, I hope that every one of you and every listener will celebrate this day and remember that while radio is the medium that reaches still the largest audience and we have so much affection towards radio, we still have some goals to be achieved in terms of gender equality. So let's try to get the balance right.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Sylvia Global. Our special guest has been Myrta Lourenco from Paris, France. She is the Chief of Media Development for the UNESCO World Radio Day, and it's quite an honor to have you here. And thank you so much, listeners, for joining us on sylviaglobal.com radio. Myrta, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for participating.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.